almost half the field of Democratic candidates for president were in Iowa this week for a forum spotlighting Native American issues. That included Senator Elizabeth Warren, who apologized publicly for having previously identified herself as having Native American heritage.
I am sorry for harm I have caused. I have listened and I have learned a lot. And I am grateful for the many conversations that we've had together. It is a great honor to be able to partner with Indian Country. And that's what I've tried to do as a senator. And that's what I promise I will do as president of the United States of America.
Just prior to attending the forum, Warren unveiled several policy proposals aimed at helping Native American communities. Forrest Funmaker is the public relations officer for the Ho-Chunk Nation. He attended the event in Iowa this week. Forrest, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, why did you decide to go to Iowa and check out what these candidates had to say?
Well, looking at what's happening in Milwaukee next year, I know the President White Eagle, who's newly into his administration, wanted to make sure he had a good look at what the candidates are going to bring. One of the background people that is working with the Democratic Party wanted us to then go out to the Frank Lemire occasion and then to assess what is going on with each and every one of the candidates that did attend. And so his analysis was that there were hardly any Native Americans being hired into these particular campaigns to be writers of policy that would affect Indian Country in any kind of way. So that was part of the process that we wanted to see, and then to also meet some of the candidates and what did they have to offer.
Now, this forum was targeting issues of interest to Native Americans. Is this unusual? Do we usually not see even that much attention paid to Native Americans when it comes to a presidential race?
Especially with voter suppression going on and the remnants, how that's used across the country. But what was demonstrated there at the forum was that there are approximately 20 states that are bubble states that could go either way. And so the call to action for Indian Country and all of the different tribes was to go back, feed the people with the campaign to get out and vote to address the inconsistencies that are going on with the voting process, and then to be able to get enough people to hopefully tip the scales in favor of Native policy.
You mentioned, even though they were talking about Native policy, you didn't see a lot of Native policy makers on the staff of the candidates. Is that something you could see, you would hope to see politicians of both parties do, not just talk to Native Americans, but have Native Americans on the staff to help develop these policies?
Yeah, definitely there needs to be an increase of these particular candidates reaching out to Indian Country because, you know, as you may or may not know, there are a lot of smart Native Americans or American Indians across the country at all sorts of different levels. They could be able to influence policy. And, you know, going back to a lot of the things that I do resonate. I think what comes down to is what we're looking at in terms of corporate interests, super PACs, and then how does that affect the voice of Native America.
What kind of issues do you want to hear candidates for president talking about when it comes to things that affect Native Americans and everyone else for that matter?
Well, definitely what we're looking at locally with the Ho-Chunk Nation is a feat of trust process. I think what we've have had to deal with in Wisconsin, as you see the Ho-Chunk Nation in its history over the past 300 years, they've lost possibly about 33 million acres here in Wisconsin. And then there's other states as well that we're not federally recognized in, which includes Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, and Illinois. And so, you know, our contingent is that we would like to not only be able to get those lands back that were taken from us, but also to then have a an ability to tax those lands and then to be able to work with local corporations, companies, or whatever, governments, to be able to have an economic development base for all of our tribal members. And a lot of our tribal members now are across the United States. So I think we have tribal members in 47 states.
Talking to Forrest Funmaker, public relations officer for the Ho-Chunk Nation. He attended an event in Iowa this week where about half of the many Democratic presidential candidates talked about issues of interest to Native Americans around the country. Forrest, closer to home, I want to talk about issues important to you at the Ho-Chunk Nation. What are some priorities for you here in the state?
Well, yeah, so we have a couple different irons in the fire, so to speak. We have the compact negotiations that may start up with how we deal with a project in Beloit, Wisconsin, and how that might look with the new industry that's going on in Illinois with the hemp and the legalization they've had there, how that will affect tribal lands. I think agriculture is another thing that we would like to get into, seeing if there's any returns that we could get from a business point of view. And language, our language just recently went through a really unique process, which was a rapid word project where we tried to get our elders to speak as many of the words that they still remember and put those down for us so that we could increase our dictionary from about 6,000 words to 20, and so 20,000 words. So that was an ambitious project still going on, and the implementation is to save our language so that we can use it for future endeavors. And, you know, one of the things, I guess, is that we're trying to get back to standards that we once knew for our people, but also to then have the economic development ability to get into a diversification model that would be beneficial to all of our communities. Of course, you know, all of our communities are battling some of the opioids that, you know, mainstream has to deal with as well. So we're trying to attack those problems locally with our law enforcement. From a cultural standpoint, how do we introduce different models into our court processes? So these are all unique kind of things that were once done and now need to be kind of codified in some sort of new way so that they can be understood. And then, of course, economic development and native tourism. How do we attract people to visit our lands and to get to know our people? Because it seems like we want to break down any of those barriers that people have, but also to introduce them to the beautiful world that we see here in Wisconsin and or our traditional territories in any one of the states that are here.
And Forrest, at the outset, you mentioned concerns about voter suppression. How do you see that happening with Native Americans in Wisconsin in particular?
Well, I think there's a disenfranchisement, you know, in terms of what the candidates really offer to Natives across the board. And so, you know, I think for a majority of us that, you know, have a socialistic type of viewpoint, or those that have the more of the Republican viewpoint, you know, the nation, the Ho-Chunk Nation, has had to remain bipartisan in how it approaches that, because we have such a wide variety of our own people who vote in both parties or whatever party they want to vote in. So we have to respect that of our tribal membership. And then I guess, you know, to get them to be a part of the process, is this a two-party process? And do we have somebody like a Mark Charles, who is a mixed Navajo candidate, being able to get any play, or any of the people of color, are they going to get any of the play? You know, so and so, do they even support Native Americans on any of our issues? And I think I've seen Cory Booker over at Sac and Fox in Tama, Iowa. I see Mary Ann Williamson there, and it seems like, you know, there is a credibility that both the candidates want to apply and use to differentiate themselves.
And that's all the time we have. Thanks to Forrest Funmaker, public relations officer for the Ho-Chunk Nation, looking back at a candidate forum targeting Native American issues this week in Iowa.